You know, I wish the seasons never changed. I wish the seasons never came and went. I wish seasons would stay the same. I wish seasons would get somewhere and sit down. I wish seasons would never change, man. I have a tough time thinking about a year and thinking about how quick it goes, how fast it goes, because of the seasons that are inside of it. Like, if you really break down a year for me in my hometown where I live, you start with New Year's Day, January. It's the dead of winter. And you know, when you get New Year, when you hit New Year's Day, you got about at least 5 more months of winter, at least. Sometimes it ends early on the 4th month, April, but you at least got 5 more months. And when that fifth month hits, you know, spring is not going to be here for long. She is here for one night. Usually she's going to spend the night and be out of our way. She's going to give us what we need. She's going to sprinkle us with whatever juices she has, whatever sweetness she has for our grass and our trees to breathe and to revive again. And then she's going to get on our way. So usually spring usually lasts 1 to 2 months, maybe. No, we'll say 1 month. So she's hitting May. By June 1st, she's nowhere to be found. Then June comes along, you know, summer's here. It's a beautiful time. But, you know, you're only going to spend 3 months at most with her. So you spend June, July, August, September, you know, fall is coming down the road. You see fall heading down the road from the hill. You see the headlights, you can hear the music, you can probably even smell her perfume. Fall is not far away. September, you know, summer usually sometimes can drag her feet and pack her things up slowly. And you can try to block the door, you can try to lay on the floor so she doesn't get away too quickly. But, you know, for sure, by the end of September, fall has already made your house her home. You already know that fall is just here and here for sure. But she's not going to stay long either. Even though she hits you hard, even though she makes sure that she gets herself comfortable, she makes sure that that chili is hitting just right, or those collard greens are hitting right, or turkey legs, and whatever else you want to throw in there. She's not going to be there too long, because come October, November, winter's in the house. Oh, yeah, winter's here. Yeah, come October, November, that's when you got a couple roommates. You got fall and you got winter, and then November, December, again, winter's here to stay. And winter is your longest tenant, toughest tenant. Winter is your toughest tenant. Winter makes you wonder why you live where you live. Winter is the one that makes you question all your life decisions. Winter is the one that makes you understand exactly where you are in life. You might have thought that you could run, or you might have thought that you would be away from winter by now. You know, wherever you are in your age, you thought that by the time you got to this age that you are, that you would be somewhere where you didn't have to experience the tenant called winter. Maybe you just wanted to be around summer. Maybe you just wanted to be around spring. And sometimes you can slip up and experience fall majority of the year. But winter knows. Winter knows how to dominate a room. Winter knows how to dominate a house. Winter knows how to slap you across the face and make sure you know who's king. Winter knows how to let you know who's running that household. There's no mistaking. Now, when you talk about spring into summer, you talk about summer into fall, you can kind of wiggle through, you know. When you got spring and the summer, you kind of, you know, you can get away with shorts and a t-shirt on a 65, 70 degree weather, or going in the summer into fall, you can get away with a little vest and still wear your shorts and no-show socks. You know, you can get away with a little bit, but winter knows, hey, I got a dress code and you will abide by it, because there's consequences if you don't. There's consequences and you don't. And it's not even that. There are things that you need to do to prepare wherever you're trying to go when you're messing around with winter. Yeah, you just can't wear a vest, or you just can't wear your no-show socks, because you got to brush your car off. Not only do you have to brush your car off, you got to warm your car up. So you got to start your car. Even though they say it's not good to start your car and let it sit, hey, I'm warming it up. I'm starting it and I'm letting it warm up, bro. I mean, hey. It is what it is. But there's more time. You have to spend more time outside than you want to when it comes to winter. Now, summer, you got a little leeway. You can be out if you want to. If you want to, you can experience the heat if you want to. You can crank the AC. But with winter, you're gonna feel the cold. With winter, you're going to feel the wind. With winter, you're going to see the snow. With winter, you're going to experience the black ice. You're going to experience the crazy slow-driving individuals. You're going to experience the slushiness when the snow melts just a little bit, just for it to snow again. Winter makes you feel the change. Winter makes you feel things that you don't even want to feel. Winter is dominant. That's why I just wish the seasons wouldn't change. And maybe it's me. Maybe it's me because I don't want to let it go. I don't want to let it go. I have a hard time adjusting to change. I have a hard time adjusting to letting things go. I have a hard time adjusting to transition. You know, like, And this is life wide. I mean, if I have a relationship that I've been a part of for a minute, and it's no more, it's no longer a benefit, it's no longer serving either one of us. We're bickering, we're fighting, or we just don't get along, or it's just not as fun, or it's just not as cohesive, and the chemistry's not there anymore, and it's just time to part. It's hard, bro. I do it because I have to. I do it because I don't want to experience even more pain. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make sure that I'm putting myself through even more strife or even more things that I don't have to necessarily. I don't have to experience ongoing pain if I don't want to. I don't have to experience ongoing heartache. I don't have to prolong this transition of loss if I don't have to. So why not just cut it short right then and there, baby? But it still bugs me. It's that awkward feeling. It's that awkward moment when you realize that it may be time to let go, but you're like, maybe that was just a bad time. Like, maybe it's just a bad session to hang out. Maybe it was just, I caught him at the wrong time. Oh, no, this is the third time and I'm experiencing the same thing. You feeling no type of way? Oh, you, no? Oh, I'm tripping? I'm confused? Truly, this is the fifth time. All right, it's time to make some decisions. I gotta let it go, and it's so hard. I gotta let it go, and it's so hard. Change is so hard. And one thing about life that constantly reminds me of change is the seasons. I gotta experience the seasons. I gotta experience the change of the seasons, even though I don't want to. Even though summer is my favorite, she's not going to be with me for long. And I've been to other places. I've been to other places that experienced summer-like weather in the dead of winter. So I've traveled in December to tropical places, and it was sunny and it was beautiful. And you could wear your shorts, so you could, you know, it was just a summer vibe. But still, for me, it didn't feel the same as summer. It was like, this is kind of fake. It was, for real, like, for me, it was like I was expecting for winter to show up where I was, even though it wasn't possible. Even though it wasn't possible. And I think about that for real, because maybe in these conversations that I'm having about relationships that have that I've left or that I've departed from and that I've ended and that I've made the decision that it was no longer serving me, maybe I'm thinking that those type of relationships will find themselves in my life again. You can't, Philip, you can't do it. Philip, you can't do it. Philip, you can't go around thinking that everybody is the problem. You can't go around thinking that everybody is just the problem. You can't go around thinking that everybody's got an issue with you. There's got to be, you're the nucleus, so you got to reflect on you. You got to make sure this is what it's supposed to be, and not just you creating these scenarios. You're not just self-sabotaging. You're not just ending things because you don't want to experience the betrayal you don't want to experience. And these individuals might not even be thinking like that, but you don't want to experience the heartache, so you might as well just cut it off first. You can't go around doing that, and you got to make sure, you got to check yourself. I know, but seasons make me feel change more than I ever want to. Seasons make me realize that life is progressing, even when I don't want it to. Even if I don't want it to, I have a tendency to hold on because of the memories. I have a tendency to hold on because of the beautiful experiences that I've had. I've had a tendency to hold on to summer because of what she gives me. And I know how consistent she is. The late nights and the early mornings, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, the beautiful orange and purple and maroon and auburn skies. I mean, summer knows how to treat me, and I like how she treats me, and I don't want to let that go. And it's always a question if I'm going to experience it again. I don't know about you, and maybe if you do think like this or if you don't, let me know in the comments. I always think about next summer. When I'm leaving summer, I always think about, am I going to have a good summer next time? Is summer going to be as good as the one that I just left? Is summer going to be even better than the one I just left? Because if it's not, I don't even want it. If it's not going to be that good, I don't want it. If it's not going to be amazing, I don't want it. Am I going to be the same person? Am I going to experience the same? Am I going to want to? What kind of condition, what kind of state of mind am I going to be in? What kind of, where am I going to be in life? It's a thing on the internet right now, and not even right now, it's a constant, it's a consistent theme where people will tweet and say, you know, summer 2017 was a summer that you'll never forget. And I think about that, and they're right. Summer 2017 was a summer I'll never forget. And I haven't had one like that since. I've had amazing ones. So summer 18, summer 19, it's been amazing. But I often question, yo, what's the future going to be like for me? What's the summers coming? Are the summers coming going to be as good as the one that's here? Like, why must I just question that? Why can't I just accept it? Why can't I just enjoy it? Why can't I just go for the ride? Maybe I've been on too many rides. I've been on too many courses of change. I've been on too many places to catch my breath. The time frame of me changing from place to place, changing from friendship to friendship, is record breaking. And I'm tired. I got to be honest. I would like to be transparent. I would like to be open. I would like to be transparent. I would like to be honest that the amount of change that I've experienced in my life, I'm done. I wish I didn't have to experience it again. Let me know. In your mind, in your situation, in your life, have you experienced moderate change? Have you experienced slow pace of change? Or are you living a fast life? And either answer is not wrong. Either answer is doesn't have shame or judgment tied to it. I just want to know. I know for sure for the first 23, 25 years of my life, I moved just about every year. That's a fact. I moved just about every other year. I moved locations, households. I knew from the time that I was in third grade, I already knew, like, yo, I'm not even going to try to make friends because, I mean, I know I'm going to be leaving this place. And it aided in my behavior of mischief because I knew I wouldn't be around there much longer. For real. Like, I used to steal or I used to lie. I used to do used to just cause havoc because I knew, like, I mean, I'm not going to be here for long. So it doesn't matter if I make enemies. It doesn't matter if people don't like me. It doesn't matter if I build long-lasting relationships because they won't be able to be sustained because I'm leaving soon. I know this. There's no sight of me moving anywhere. There's no inclination that Philip is going to be moving locations or moving from this apartment or moving from this townhouse right now. But I already know how this goes. I've moved 5 times already by the third grade, so I know how this goes. I moved 8 times by the third grade. I already know how this goes, bro. I moved 27 times by the time I was in third grade. I get how my life is gonna go, and I'm good now. I'm good now, and I wish I could get off this roller coaster, but if I get off, then. If I get off, then that'll be the end of the book, the end of the story. And I'm just not ready to end that yet. So, hey, I'll experience the change or I'll experience the roller coaster. I just want to talk about how much I just don't like it. I don't enjoy change. Again, I know that change is the fuel to accomplishment. Change is the fuel of evolution and maturity. You have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to pivot. You have to be able to be self-aware and know what to change and know when to change and know how to change because, you know, we're 2 years ago, there wasn't any conversation around artificial intelligence. Now it's the main topic of tech, or it's the main topic of credit repair or credit reports. It's the main topic of getting your degree because professors are raising a fuss saying my students may not be writing or may not be doing this manual labor. They may be having computers do it. There's issues and flaws in artificial intelligence that tell you if you can have a loan or tell you if you're approved for a credit card. 2 years ago, that wasn't the thing. That wasn't a conversation. Social media, Facebook, data privacy, data security, information technology was, but not artificial intelligence. So we see that change is always, always present. Change is consistent. Change is reliable. I can bet on things changing. I wonder, I think about the worst job that I ever had, and I wonder how long would it take for things to change around me if I didn't leave first. And they do change. Even though at that moment, I'm like, I got to get out of here. That's the change that needs to happen. I need to leave. But I think about it all the time when I go back or when I talk to people that I used to work with or whatever. And I think about how awful, how horrible the environment was. And I think about, man, how long did it take from the time that I left to the time that those individuals or that environment changed or get new personnel? Could have what could have happened if I waited? What could have happened if I just slowed down and just saw what happened? No, I needed to change now. So some of that change that we're talking about is self-inflicted, self-determined. Again, I don't like change, but I don't mind doing it. I don't like change, but it's always a tough process to go through it. I don't like change, but it's a reality that I've accepted. I just want to acknowledge that it's tough. It's hard, bro. It's tough. It's hard. I can only imagine. I know we talk about Chris Paul. We talk about, they call him the point guard. They call him one of the greatest point guards to ever touch the basketball. Now being on the Golden State Warriors, obviously he's probably going to come off the bench. He's never come off the bench a game in his career. But now he is. How is he going to, how that big change is going to, we're going to see what happens. We're going to see if he remains the same. We're going to see if he gets better. We're going to see if he depletes. Who knows what kind of psychological struggle or psychological boundaries that he has to address in his mind because of this change. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. And sometimes that question or that thought comes to mind. You already know whatever's to come, you're going to have to adjust. There are going to be some rough patches. You already know it's going to be some time to bump against the curb and get used to the brakes and get used to how strong the gas pedal is. You've gotten a car. It's dangerous to get a new car. It's dangerous to ride or drive somebody else's car because you don't know. You don't know, and it's dangerous that you get into the car. You're like, oh my goodness, I'm glad I got a new car. I got, whatever. Your old car, you could drive with your eyes closed because you knew exactly how it turned. You knew exactly how much pressure to put on the gas to make it go a certain mileage or how much time you needed to brake to come to a complete stop. Now, you go to the stoplight and you jerking around. You're like, oh my, okay. It's going to take some time to get used to it. It's going to take some time to get used. Like I said, we going into winter. I mean, it's tough for me. I'm like, do I need a job? I'm used to looking outside in summer and saying, oh, it ain't raining. I don't need a jacket. You can't do that with winter, especially when it's not snow on the ground. Can't look outside and be like, oh, there's no snow on the ground, or I don't see the wind blowing, so I don't need a jacket. No. That air, that crisp cold air is waiting on you, dog. It's dangerous out here. Even if you don't even know, it's dangerous. That change is dangerous because now maybe you rushing, you forget your coat, you go to your car, you freezing. Again, like I said, I'm warming my car up. So now I got to sit in a cold car with no coat, waiting on the car to warm up. Oh, don't let me have to clean off the car. I'm sitting outside with no coat, probably no gloves, using an envelope, an old bill, using anything that I can find to brush off my car to get back into a freezing car and driving off. Hopefully it'll warm up faster while I'm driving. I mean, it's dangerous out there, bro. The change Adjusting to the change can be dangerous. And I know this, Philip, you know this. Adjusting to the change can be dangerous, but how are you preparing for it? Are you preparing for it? Let me know in the comments. Are you taking the time to prepare for the change? Like, you already know? Or are you just, we just going to see what happens? For me, I got to see what happens. That's just me. I got to feel it out. Maybe it's not always going to be as cold as it is. Maybe we won't experience the below temperature weather that we usually experience. Maybe it won't snow as much as it used to. Maybe we'll just have freezing rain, and that may be worse. When we get any type, man, I can't stand the first snowfall, the very first snowfall every single year. Every single person feels like we can only travel 10 miles an hour. Now, that I do prepare for. If you got Philip Connolly Jr. on your roster at work and that first snowfall happens, you already should know. I'm calling off. Hey, I heard that the first snowfall is coming on this day. I won't be here. Hey, I know it's June, but the first snowfall should happen around November-ish. Just know whichever day that falls on, I'm not going to make it. It's probably going to be on the weekend, Philip. Just know if the residual traffic happens to spill over on a Monday and a Tuesday, just know I'm just not going to make it. You just won't find me here. You just won't find me. Now, that I will prepare for. Don't do it to me. It's not going to happen, bro. Like, I'm just not going to be there. It's just not going to happen. But anything else, I'm just trying to see. Because if I'm already experiencing change, anything else, if I'm already experiencing change, I might as well experience it wholeheartedly and adjust as necessary. Adjust as necessary. I'm already here. I already know how to go with the punches. I already know how to go with the flow. I already know how to make it happen while it's happening. So I'm not going to put too much time and try to forecast whatever else is going to happen or forecast how this person is going to respond, how this person is going to react, or whatever happens, I'm going to handle it in the moment. And I got the strength to do it. I got the awareness, the maturity to do it. That's just me. I mean, I feel like, and this is when it comes to winter, I feel like my motion is slowed down during winter because of just how I feel about it. Like I told you, that first snowfall, you're not going to see Philip. But I can't let that carry on. Like, I can't let that feeling carry on and make me feel like I can't go anywhere or do anything. Because then here, like I said, we experience winter from, we'll just say November to May. What, November, December, January, February, March, April. That's 7 months. That's 7 months, dog. That's 7 months out of your whole year. That's 7 months. You're spending more time not doing nothing, not making any motion, not having any activity going on than you are with activity. I can't let it stop me. I can't let it stop me in my tracks. And it's done that before. That's when you know, your seasonal depression or your low vibrational states happen. The holidays come. You get real sad because you think about your family. You get real sad because you think about your kids or you think about that dynamic. You get real sad because you figure out what you're trying to do or what kind of life you're trying to build for your kids so that they don't experience what you've experienced. There's so much going on, but you're sitting still, Philip. Maybe you would experience or have better experiences if you continue your motion like you do in the summer. In the summer, nobody's got to ask you to be out because you're already out. Nobody got to ask you if you're in the streets because you're already on the avenue. Nobody's got to ask you if you're making it to any type of parkway because you're already on the trail. Nobody's got to ask you in the summer. But in the winter, they got to call you. They got to text you. They got to email you. They got to send you a calendar invite. They got to make sure that you're on the team's call because they need to know that your action is not stopped by winter. And just my feeling, just the way I feel towards something, it could just stop the motion. And maybe, again, if I go past my feeling, if I go past the motion, I'd be good. Sometimes your partner, your spouse, whoever, might not feel like giving you a little loving, might not feel like giving you affection, but once they in it, they in it. They ready. They good. They give you what you want, and it works out. You got to get in it, baby. You got to make sure that you're in it. You got to make sure that you can feel it. Got to make sure that nothing how you feel is stopping you, but your brain, you're making the decision to do it. And the outcome could be amazing. The outcome could be worth it. Philip, I'm talking to me. I'm talking to me. You're witnessing a dialogue between me and me, a reflection of me and me, to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do. I'm becoming better. I'm becoming more aware. I'm becoming more mature. That's what you're seeing. So I got to make sure that my emotions don't rule my life. Don't rule my life. Yes, they can be signs. Yes, they can make sure that they are a signal, but they don't have to be a stop sign. They don't have to be a dagger or a javelin. Is it javelin or javelin? One of those. And stop everything. You don't. And while I'm trying to hold on to things, it may be that summers can't wait to leave. It may be that I'm holding on to summer for dear life, but summer's like, my shift is over. I am clocking out, sir. Leave me alone. Let me go. And I'm like, no, just stay. You know, you remember the sunsets, the beautiful sunrises, and the auburn and pink and orange skies. You remember that? And they're like, no, I am done. I'm here from this time to this time. I don't want to do overtime. Maybe the grass is like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to be covered with fluffy snow and the slushiness and become a part of a snowman and just be cooled off. I mean, the sun is just too hot. I can't get a memo to the sun to just say, tone it down just a little bit during these months. Like, the grass might be waiting for me. The grass might be waiting for the change that I'm so desperately trying to stop. Or I'm so sad that it's coming, or I'm so depressed that it's here. The trees might just be so glad that they get to shed their leaves. It's like taking off your bra, like, oh my God. Oh, I've been wearing them things for so long. My dogs are barking, my branches are barking. I can't wait to shed this stuff. And then you look up and the trees are bare and they're ready for the winter. They're ready for the snow. They're ready to be covered with moist air. And here I am like, no, I just keep trying to, I know I'm trying to rake these, but while I rake them, let me try to throw them back on the tree. And the tree's like, hey, bruh, please step aside. Winter's coming. My favorite thing. I can't wait for this thing to cool down. The wind has been slapping me around for the last 4 months. I'm good. I can't wait to just be still. I can't wait to be covered. I can't wait to go in hibernation and to be filled with the nutrients of the ground that gets covered throughout winter. And here I am like, but remember you provide shade and you don't provide that much shade during the wintertime. And, you know, we need that. Yes, I also need a break too. Something or someone might be wanting the change that I so desperately don't. Somebody might be working in a factory and they're like, yo, it is 120 degrees on any given day in the summer. And in the wintertime, it's bearable. During the summer, I'm losing 15, 20 pounds because of the amount of sweat that I'm producing. I can't wait for the wintertime. I can't wait. And here I am like, bruh, I mean, why wait for winter? Why would you want to do that? Why? But I'm not in the factory. I'm not in the steel mill, or I'm not in the warehouses that are 15 to 25 degrees hotter than it is outside. I'm not experiencing that, but somebody is. And if things were to stay the same, would I accept it? This is coming from a person that does not like to do the same thing every single day. This is coming from a person that doesn't like to sit in one place for too long. I gotta at least get up and move around. I gotta have the liberty to get up and have a conversation. I gotta get up and be able to say, hey, what you have for lunch? Or hey, how you doing? Or hey, what's the best way to get to X, Y, and Z in the city? Hey, where's the last place you had amazing sushi? I gotta be able to get up and stretch out and not just be locked into my computer. I cannot believe, and I pray and hope for those individuals that have to go through this. People that work for companies that monitor their utilization rate, like they're sitting at their computer and the company is tracking how long it's taking them to be on a task or how much their mouse is moving, or like, it's just like, yo, some system is set up so that you can see exactly how much time I'm actually spending on my computer, how much, I guess, waste of resources you have when it comes to me being on my computer. If I was hired at a job and they were like, welcome to orientation. There is a system that clocks your utilization and you have to make sure that you communicate with your manager on when you're stepping away from your computer and so on, and reasons why, I would LeBron get up with my bag and walk straight. I can't do it. It's not for me. It's not for me. So if things were to stay the same, Philip, would you accept it? Yeah, exactly. Would you accept it, Philip? Would you, if things stayed the same, if summer never left, would you get tired of her? If fall never left, if spring never left, would you get tired of them? Would you have the same spunk? Because when you think about Alaska and you think about the 30 days of day that they have, that turns you off. When you think about Alaska and you think about, hey, you got to close your blinds because the sun is out 24/7 during a span of 30 days or 45 days, however many days it is, you're like, I don't think I need it that bad. So why are you tripping? Why are you tripping? Are you just want to be in control? You just want that much control that you just can't accept change in its entirety? You've been here 33 years. You already know what's coming. You can't just accept it and be glad it's here and be glad that every season has its reasons. Every season has its portion. Every season does its purpose. If you didn't leave one job, you wouldn't be able to produce what you produce now. So if you didn't have change, you wouldn't be able to do that. You'd still be bagging groceries at Rainbow. You would still be wondering what's to life outside of Rainbow. What's to life outside of being a bag boy? What's to life? What's next for you? If you didn't have change, you wouldn't be able to bring your son into a world and build a bond and a beautiful relationship with him. If there wasn't change, to anything, you wouldn't be able to build relationships or build strong partnerships or go into business and do amazing and great things. Because there's nothing's changed. You stay in the same. You stay in the same neighborhood. You stay in the same house. You stay in the same car. You stay in the same metro mobility or metro transit situation. Would you accept it? Let me know in the comments for you. if things never change, would you accept it? Would you get tired of it? Would you be glad? Let me know in the comments. Please, I want to know. Because when I think about it that way, I wouldn't accept it. I probably would get tired of it. I probably would. That's one thing I think about when I talk about or think about going to LA. I'm like, it's always sunny in Southern California, so would I enjoy it? If I moved to SoCal, would I enjoy it in its entirety? How long would it take for me to be tired of it? How long would it take for me to start missing the snow? And that, I'm telling you right now, when I think about missing the snow, I'd be like, yo, I need to be on medication. I need to be evaluated, because I know I wouldn't miss snow. But it's a possibility. It's a possibility, and we know it's necessary. It's necessary, man. As much as I don't like it, I know it's necessary. As much as I can't stand it, it brings great things over the course of time. I know that. And I accept that. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Philip Conley Jr. I am your host here in the Elephant Room. I love you to the top and to the bottom of my heart so much. Thank you for being here. I appreciate the love and the energy that you give on a weekly basis. Don't forget, if this episode has given you, or the Elephant Room as a whole has given you, any type of value, share it with your people. Share it with people that would benefit and contribute to the conversation, not just for me or for my benefit or to make me better, but to make everybody better that is involved in this community, that makes everybody better, that would listen or will listen or has listened and is listening to this. We're a community of misfits. We're a community of black sheeps. We're a community of people that may not be understood on a normal basis, but hey, we're an individual, or we're a community that bond together, and to make sure that we let everybody know that we're not alone. So until next time, I can't wait to see you again. Peace, love.